all by yourself. You're gonna need a friend. You're gonna need my help. I have so much to offer. If you just be nice. If you do what I say and don't make me say it twice. What I Can Do For You, Sheryl Crow. What you can do is end this hour of World Cafe. Thank you so much for letting me join you. And thank you to our affiliates who make it possible, including KSUT in Ignacio, Colorado, and WNCW in Spindale, North Carolina. We produce the show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by EBSCO, offering clinical decision support resources and tools, including disease and condition content from DynaMed and drug information from Merativ. Learn more at DynaMedX.com. And by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, indie, tropical, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we're traveling to Spain, a country that in the present continues to be deeply influenced by the music of Latin America. Spain enjoys a vibrant scene of synth-pop, rock, hip-hop, and EDM. We'll be exploring all of those strands and more. And we begin with an electronica collective that you were involved yourself in bringing their sounds to the U.S., correct, hermano?
Yes, Ernesto. The Pinkertones, the Barcelona-based electronic duo, but electronic and more. These guys were so fun to see live. And I can say in my time at Nacional Records, I had the opportunity to place their music in a lot of films and video games. But at the time I first met them in, I want to say 2004, 2005, they were unsigned and their manager just like shoved a DVD in my face and said, you need to watch these videos.
Nice.
And I was cynical, you know, at the Latin Alternative Music Conference, a lot of people used to hand me demos and I was like, whatever. And I went home and I was like, oh my gosh, we need to sign this group immediately before someone else does. And so this track, Electro Tumbao, it's actually from their third album, Wild Animals. But since we are visiting Spain in this episode, I felt it's also their most outwardly influenced by, you know, more traditional like like flamenco music. Mm-hmm. And this track is just irresistible. It's really fun. So I thought we'd start things off with the Pinkertones' Electro Tumbao, going back to 2008 from their album Wild Animals.
I'm ready, okay.
This is the Latin Alternative, today an episode devoted to the amazing sounds coming from Spain for the past decade and even beyond. We just listened to one of my favorite groups to emerge from Spain in recent times. This is the female duo Adios Amores, and we just listened to the 2021 track Doce Navajas, really a favorite of mine since then. Now, it's interesting to know that Adios Amores finally released their full-length debut album El Camino in 2023.
And now, you know, since I already spoke at the beginning of the show about the Barcelona duo The Pinkertones, the story ties in with this next artist, Pecker, who I was introduced to by The Pinkertones, and we wound up releasing, when I was at Nacional Records, an EP, I believe, from Pecker back in like 2006. And I'm not going to lie, as I was thinking about music for this episode, I just kind of was like, whatever happened to Pecker? Like, I haven't really thought about his music since we put out this one album almost 20 years ago. So, you know, I clicked on one of the newer tracks he had released. I saw he kept going, released many albums since I last thought about him. And I was blown away by this song, A Los Ojos Radiante. I was, you know, there's these moments where you forget about an artist, but their career keeps going in their native country, Spain, in this case. And I was very happy with how much I really liked the song. I wanted to share it in this Spain-based episode. So let's take a listen to A Los Ojos Radiante from Pecker.
Armas son palabras como honestidad. Ahora que los abrazos huyen de las calles y el mundo es un poema inflamable. Ahora que del vértigo no escapa nadie y los besos son tan vulnerables. Voy a pedirte que sigas adelante, que me mires a los ojos, salvaje. Abedules, los neones se apagan y brillan las virtudes. Ahora que somos todo melancolía, que los recuerdos centellean como utopías. Ahora que el tiempo elástico se estira mientras la vida se oxida, voy a pedirte que sigas adelante, que me mires a los ojos, salvaje.
Wow, well, I absolutely love the song that we just listened to, hermano. This is the band Hambre from the album Nunca Pasa Nada. This is the song Me Siento Tan Moderno. Absolutely amazing, wickedly funny and creative synth pop from 2020. And I'm very sad to report that there were some articles in the press stating that Hambre are no longer together, that they just stopped, discontinued their musical activities. And I wish they didn't, because I would love to hear more material from this great band called Hambre. Now, we're going to listen to an artist who really never stops making music, right? I mean, intermittently, he's disappeared from the public eye.
Hasn't done a show in the United States probably in 15 years.
In decades, yeah. Yes. But he's still doing things here and there, right?
When he always seems to be collaborating with lesser-known artists. I'm always surprised when I encounter some of these songs. But, you know, Manu Chao was a very big name in the late 90s and early 2000s. And, you know, some of our French listeners might be fervently debating our inclusion of Manu Chao in the Spain-based episode. Mm-hmm. Some of our Spaniards are, of course, claiming him. But Manu Chao, his parents both from Spain and were exiled from the Franco dictatorship. And so he grew up in France. But, of course, the music of Spain is very much in Manu Chao's DNA. And this track, Me Gustas Tú, was probably his biggest hit. He had many hits, but this is the song I think many of our listeners might be most familiar with. And one of the things I love about Manu Chao, too, is that, you know, like when I lived in Argentina, like I would see graffiti for his band Mano Negra, like on the streets. Like you'd think it was like some, I used to think it was a political movement or something. And like, no, these were fans of the band. And, you know, people claim him as being a Latin American artist, but in Europe, his albums go gold in Greece and Norway.
And I think, I mean, anybody who recorded with the band Mano Negra an anthem devoted to soccer player Diego Maradona deserves, right, to be considered as a Latin artist.
Yes, indeed. So without further ado, this is Manu Chao's biggest hit, Me Gustas Tú.
corazón, mi corazón.
Te lo dije bien clarito.
Permanece a la escucha. Permanece a la escucha.
12 de la noche en La Habana, Cuba.
11 de la noche en San Salvador, El Salvador.
11 de la noche en Managua, Nicaragua.
Me gustan los aviones, me gustas tú. Me gusta viajar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mañana, me gustas tú. Me gusta el viento, me gustas tú. Me gusta soñar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mar, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. ¿Qué hora son mi corazón? Me gusta la moto, me gustas tú. Me gusta correr, me gustas tú. Me gusta la lluvia, me gustas tú. Me gusta volver, me gustas tú. Me gusta marihuana, me gustas tú. Me gusta colombiana, me gustas tú. Me gusta la montaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la noche. Cocina, me gusta
de la mañana.
Me gusta camelar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la guitarra, me gustas tú. Me gusta el reggae, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. ¿Qué hora son mi corazón? Me gusta la canela, me gustas tú. Me gusta el fuego, me gustas tú. Me gusta menear, me gustas tú. Me gusta La Coruña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Malasaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la castaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Guatemala, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu.
This is the Latin alternative.
You are the public in public radio.
Join us and subscribe at thesocalsound.org.
It's live music time again as the SoCal Sound is back with our first show in over a year. Saturday night, June 15th, join us at the historic Alex Theater in Glendale for our Benefest show, featuring four great acts, including Jade Bird.
Yes, you if you love her and you nod and say, oh,
ho. Kayuka. Gems.
Take me back to the time when I had not a thing to wait on my
and Pete Yorn. Benefest, Saturday night, June 15th. VIP seats are limited. Proceeds go to support public media and the SoCal Sound. Reserve your seat now at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com or at thesocalsound.org.
Thanks to our partners at Subaru of Glendale.
Hey, it's Nick Harcourt inviting you to join me for The Morning Show with Jeb, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 with regular giveaways, features like our Latin Alternative Track of the Day, Nick's Pick, and Fresh Squeeze Track of the Day, and we play more music than anywhere else in town. Join us weekday mornings, 6 till 10, right here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative. You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of Spain. We just heard the band from Valencia, Spain called Pollock and a track in English called Everlasting. This is an artist I was privileged to also work with back in the day when I was vice president of Nacional Records. And I'm not going to lie, you know, this song came out, I want to say, in 2012 or 2014, very much when the band Phoenix from France were at their commercial peak. I want to say, you know, Pollock, we used to get tagged as being kind of Phoenix sound-alikes, but you know what? And there's nothing wrong with that. I think Ernesto and I are both big fans of Phoenix, and I'm a big fan of Pollock. So that track was called Everlasting, and I want to say it was from Pollock's second album, Rising Up.
I think we need more Phoenix in this world and more Pollock, and we also need more Rigoberta Bandini. This is just an amazing performer, actress, creator of musical shenanigans and soundscapes. She released an album in 2022 called La Emperatriz, fittingly, the Empress. Rigoberta Bandini is a larger-than-life figure. And I think this song says it all. This is Rigoberta Bandini with, in Spain, we call it Soledad.
Hi. I just want to say hello. I was just taking a walk in this deepness we belong to. In Spain we call it soledad. In Spain we say it's amargura. In Spain we say ay me desangro. sé y qué coño hago. In Spain we say joder qué largo. In Spain we call it soledad. Say hello.
Hola, hola, hola.
I was just taking a walk. In this deepness we belong to. In Spain we call it soledad. In Spain we say it's amargura. In Spain we say ay que desastre. In Spain we say ay me desangro. Llama a alguien que me muero. Quiero, pero hay que me muero. In Spain we call it soledad. In Spain we don't know where to go. In Spain our feelings are so strong. Sometimes our hearts look like bombs. Bombs, bombs, bombs.
Soldado a los perros porque me he escapado. Hunda mi colonia la nariz del galgo. Corred con ganas que esta noche aguanto. Perseguidme a fondo, quiero hacerlo largo. Y aunque me quiera parar, no, nunca me voy a parar. Avisada la guardia, voy a hacerlo guarro. Preparad los coches, gasolina y faros. Hoy renuncio a la mierda que me viene ahogando. Saca colmillos que esta noche arranco. Y aunque me quiera parar, no, nunca me voy a parar. Romperás mi corazón. Valor al volante y amor en la voz. Romperé mis cicatrices. Romperás mi corazón. Soltado a los perros porque me he escapado. Al elefante, al tigre, al tiburón, al galgo. Corred, ladradme, acelerad el carro. Perseguidme a fondo, quiero hacerlo largo, quiero hacerlo largo, quiero hacerlo largo, quiero hacerlo largo. Valor al volante y en la dirección. Romperé mis cicatrices. Verás mi corazón, valor al volante.
cicatrices romperás mi corazón.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Hey, 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 this is John Gorley from Portugal the Man.
My name is Genesis Owusu.
Hi, I'm Bethany Cosentino.
And we're Living More.
Hey, what's up? This is Chris Schiffer from the Foo Fighters.
What's up, lovely people? I'm Simmel.
My name is Ty Taylor.
Hey, I'm Allison Pontier.
Hello, I am Claude, and I am this month's Artist in Residence on the SoCal.
Artist in Residence. Curated DJ sets from an 88.5 FM artist every Saturday at 6 with a new artist residency every month. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Hola amigos, aquí Gastón de la banda Betebete de Barcelona. Estás escuchando The Latin Alternative, donde pronto presentarán nuestro nuevo single, Muy Mal.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of Spain. We just heard one of my favorite garage rock bands from España, talking about the group Vete Vete, and this is a song I played a number of times on the show a couple years back. That song was called Muy Mal, or Very Bad, of I would say that song is anything but.
And now we're going to listen to the Spanish equivalent of some Depeche Mode. We're going to go to synth pop territory again with El Último Vecino. El Último Vecino being the musical project of one Gerard Alegre Doria from Barcelona. This is from 2021, El Último Vecino. What a great song this is, Mi Nombre.
otro lugar. Me quedo parada, me quedo parada. La pantalla te ilumina. Y crea la estampa, me haces dudar desde otro lugar. Me quedo parada, me quedo parada. Y tu cara es muy blanca.
Thank you.
This is the Latin Alternative. Thank you so much for joining us in this amazing musical adventure, traveling to Spain and so much variety and so many different sonic adventures. We just listened to one of my all-time favorite tracks to come out from Spain. I think this is an absolute classic. It's a song that should be discovered and should be included in a motion picture. This was Ana Laan, born in Sweden, but also working out of Spain. She was also the backup vocalist for Jorge Drexler back in the day. And I always thought that she was a prodigious singer-songwriter on her own right. Oregano, this is from her debut album that came out in 2004, and it still remains my favorite track by Ana Laan.
And if you like what you're hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative, on X, Our Ideas Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio. And Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, hermano, how about a Spanish rock star from the 60s doing a Beatles cover that's almost as good as the original?
You've got me intrigued.
I'm talking about Miguel Ríos, who actually became a huge star all over Europe. And in 1971, he released an album, a beautiful album, conceptual, called Unidos, United. And this record included a single that Miguel Ríos had released. This is Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. And I have to say, the impassioned reading of Miguel Ríos of this song, and also the cool early 70s arrangement, it's absolutely delightful stuff. Here Comes the Sun. Thank you, España. Thank you so much for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
Near.